this is Senator Bob Dole. Despite all the hype over Glasnost, the Kremlin's going all out to jam Radio Free Europe. Does Ted Kennedy care? We'll find out today as we face off. Ted, our listeners know how agog you've been over Glasnost, Mr. Gorbachev's PR campaign to fool people like you that the Soviet Union is really a wide-open democracy. One of the Glasnost gimmicks you probably bought was a Soviet's ploy to stop jamming the Voice of America. It was really a smokescreen to hide their intensified jamming of Radio Free Europe and its message of truth to Eastern Europe and Russia. That's why Radio Free Europe is asking for help, Ted. It needs more funding this year to fight Moscow's lies and to build a powerful new relay station in Israel that will boom the truth all the way to Central Asia. Ted, will you vote yes? 52 million listeners behind the Iron Curtain are waiting for your answer.
Bob, I'm all for Radio Free Europe and the message of hope and freedom it's transmitting behind the Iron Curtain. But Rome wasn't built in a day, Bob, and no one thinks Gorbachev's policy of glasnost is going to change everything overnight. Nonetheless, it's hard to deny the possibilities of progress for the peoples of Eastern Europe. I saw some of those possibilities myself on a visit to Warsaw last spring, when the Polish government permitted me to present the Robert Kennedy Human Rights Awards to two courageous dissidents in that long-suffering land. Bob, most Americans aren't red betas, and they don't oppose glasnost. We welcome it, even as we wait to see how real and lasting it is. Our goal is better relations between the United States and the Soviet Union. One tangible step forward is the recent agreement on nuclear arms control. I hope you're not going to oppose that too, Bob. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.